Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Numbers 20, verses 12 and 13 state, "And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me, to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and through them he showed himself holy." Ideas have consequences. Leadership will be judged more strictly. This is a principle throughout Scripture, and it's very clearly played out here. I have often read this passage and thought about how tough this penalty is. Yet, this is not the first public disobedience for this leadership team. I'm not sure what happened the first time God told them to possess the land, but Joshua and Caleb, not Moses and Aaron, were trying to talk to people into listening to God. Perhaps Moses and Aaron were behind the scenes doing that as well. I don't know. But we do know that Joshua and Caleb were on the front side. I wonder what would have happened if Moses ordered the people to get ready to go rather than listening to the rabble. Leaders have both simple and challenging tasks to accomplish. They need to listen to God for the people's sake, regardless of the people's opinions. Obedience is not a democratic process. We never decide the will of God by the mob rule or a vote taken. We decide the will of God by listening to God. First and foremost, we need to be in His Word, reading it, studying it, and knowing what He says, because God will never tell us anything that goes against what's in His precious Word. Secondly, we need to be prepared to do what His Word tells us to do. We can't do things we don't know anything about, but we can obey God and His revealed will in the Word of God as we read it. In this particular case, the people knew what to do. Moses knew he was supposed to speak to this rock. He wasn't supposed to strike it. It wasn't as if God's will was hidden from him. It's that he didn't listen completely. How many times don't I listen completely, or you don't listen completely? What constitutes actually listening to God? Do we need to listen to him 100% or we're not listening? I think so. Me asking the question seems silly as an old dad. Partial obedience is really disobedience. And anyone that chooses to intentionally disobey God will pay a steep consequence for that. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.